guess I've been here before, but just not at this stage where freedom is reduced to an IC.
Hello, folks. That was Tom Brousseau, and I'm Sean Watkins, and I'm going to do a song of mine now. I grew up playing bluegrass, and this is a little bluegrass song I wrote about when the rapture almost happened a couple years ago. Here in L.A., there were many signs proclaiming the end. May 21st, and wrote this song the day before. It was a close call. It didn't happen, though. It's time to bend this old world goodbye. Oh, for it's time to fly away. We'll meet our Savior in the sky. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Beloved, one more world built his boat, and then cried. mark me now, but I will put on the 21st of May. Well, I've never been so sure, and I've never led no one astray, except in the fall of 94. But hallelujah, the 21st of May. They laughed, oh no, and built his boat, and then cried when came the rains. They mocked me now, but I will vote on the 21st of May.
Sean Watkins there, everybody. Hello, thanks for tuning in. This is Dublab, and this voice belongs to Mr. Tom Brousseau. Hello, everybody. And Sean Watkins and I, are seated up here in the Dublab headquarters, not too far from the Silver Lake Reservoir here in Los Angeles, California. It's a beautiful day. 79 all week, I hear. You can't beat that. And we're up here, and we're going to be playing some more music for you. That was a song you just heard written by Sean Watkins called The
21st of May.
21st of May. A lovely, lovely little song. And we're going to kind of split the set going back and forth. I suppose I'll be playing the next song. This is one entitled Tammy.
Yeah.
And this is a song that's off of my new record that Sean Watkins produced. It's sort of a special coming at you folks. Sean Watkins and Tom Brousseau playing the record that will be out very soon. Grass Punks is the name of the record. This song is entitled Tammy.
Thank you.
like that one, Tom.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know? Who knows where they come from?
Yeah, why don't you do another one of yours? This, your record's coming out pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we recorded this record. This is kind of like a fireside chat, everybody. We've got this a little fire that's not going. Actually, this is a little. It's like a notion of a fireside chat. And why not open up a conversation a little bit? Sean and I recorded this record of mine, which is out on Crossbill Records, and next week, over here in the United States, Tin Angel Records over in England, recorded in Los Angeles, of all places, in a house, of all places, in Hollywood. And it was a lot of fun. I remember Sean coming over and playing you Cradle Your Device. I think, was that the first song?
I think that's sort of the first song we did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That was,
You know, it's just a one-string kind of song, right? But I think from that, like, sitting down and, like, figuring it out with you, I saw the possibilities.
You know,
exciting.
Anything more than one string is just too fancy.
That's the North Dakota way right there. This is a song entitled Cradle Your Device. I do hope you enjoy it.
Is that a song about anyone in particular?
Yeah, it's kind of like a combination, you know?
Yeah.
How it is, yeah. On songwriting.
Yeah, you can just kind of make up amalgamation of people you know.
Right, yeah, it probably starts from maybe something that you experienced, or maybe not. Maybe it's like a situation that you're able to put yourself inside of, and then from there, like, construct this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Songwriting is a strange thing, folks. Should I do one?
Please do. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a new record that's going to come out in a couple months. It'll be called All I Do Is Lie, and I'll playing songs off of that. Here's one that I co-wrote with a friend, my current roommate, actually. It was maybe going to be in a movie, but it didn't make the cut. As that's the way it goes a lot of times, most of the time here in Los Angeles. These people, they had a Pearl Jam song in place at this particular spot in the movie, and they couldn't afford it, so they asked. somehow I ended up getting second call on that. I don't know. I don't know why that happened, but anyway, wrote the song. They didn't want it, but I'm still using it. Tom's going to sing some sweet little harms on it.
As we run like love's vagabonds, I'm a stubborn man, but I'm folding my hands. You're the only place I call home, and I will learn to let it go.
Thank you very much.
I love that song. Yeah, that's such a fantastic song. Who was it that you co-wrote that song with?
My current roommate, Sam Barbera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's so great. How did I'm kind of curious, like, how that all, like, came
about. You know,
Pearl Jam thing, but did you have, like, a piece of it? And
you know, I think I wrote the melody and the chords,
mm-hmm.
and sent her that, and then she put some words to it. And I think I contributed to a few little things word-wise, but it's mostly split up like that.
Yeah.
And I sent her the music and the, you know, I think the chorusy thing, the high hum, I think that was, originally we wanted that to be words, you know, saying something, you know, it's just one word, big long vowel or something, you know. And,
yeah.
And but she said she liked it like that. It was a little more sensitive, yeah.
Yeah.
So we just left words off of that part.
And, yeah.
And filled in the rest,
and
yeah.
it stuck. I mean, I could imagine like you adding words
yeah.
to that part.
Yeah, no, it seems like the right thing.
Yeah, And you said when you sent it to her, did you have it in a file and send it over the internet, or did
I did? Yeah, yeah. I was staying at a buddy's house in San Diego, and it was actually happened all in pretty much like an evening.
Yeah,
it was due the next day, and I was really busy, but you know, it was an opportunity that I felt like I needed to take, and so it was kind of like I started like 6 in the evening, and I made the melody and chords really pretty quick, and probably like 15 minutes or so, and made a little recording, a little instrumental demo, and sent it to her, and she put on lyrics that evening, and we mailed it off.
That was kind of how it started. Mm-hmm. Because you got the spec, like the prospect of the job came in at what, like 5 or something?
Yeah, it was
like that?
It was last minute.
Yeah.
They were like, we need it tomorrow. And so, it was just sometimes you know, it makes you think that you can, it's you know, if that hadn't happened, I would never written a song, but it's totally possible to make something in a real short amount of time.
I'm kind of curious, had you done that before? Or not? I mean, you've been approached
similar things, yeah.
Where you need to do it like within a couple of days or mm-hmm. a week or something, right?
Yeah, commercials and stuff like that. They usually come up pretty quick, and they need it pretty quick.
And it's not like you typically write songs like that. I mean, you kind of have the luxury of like no time at all. I mean, you can just take your time and contemplate it a little bit more. So,
but I think you know, sometimes having a deadline is really great.
Yeah, right. Having a pressure
gets you off your butt, and having that pressure.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can just sit on a song forever and kind of wait for it to perfect itself. And
right.
Sometimes you just, if you get on it, focus it, you can do a good job real quick.
Well, that's
real
wonderful.
Quick like.
Yeah. And the name of that song again?
It's called Wave As We Run.
That's going to be on Sean Watkins' new solo record, which should be coming out this year.
Yeah, that's
such a great record.
Early March.
I know Allie's going to do a little interview at some point. So maybe, Sean, I wouldn't mind hearing another song. I'm kind of having fun just like sitting here.
Well,
you got one. You got one in the chamber.
You know, I'm sure I could do something here.
Yeah.
Let me think. you know, why don't I do a little sad slow song? This is an old song of mine. But I'll do it for you guys. Planning on doing a little show I'm doing on Friday, so it's a warm up. But hopefully, I remember the words.
How long will it take for these ties to you to break? They're much stronger than I thought, and I'm not sure that I'll get over you. I'm not sure that I want to. I'm not sure that I want to. I'm
Forgot the words there in the middle. Sorry, folks.
Sean, will you do with me Love High John, the Conqueror route?
Absolutely.
That way. Wonderful. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Yeah, this has been so much fun. We got some claps up in here, don't we? Are you gonna get on a mic? Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. Should we just follow you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1 second, everybody, and we're just gonna go into the other room.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This is dublove.com. Here, your host, Ale. We have the pleasure of having Tom Brousseau and Sean Watkins here live on Dublove. That was a wonderful performance. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, guys.
If we just share in this mic.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're kind of improvising. We're not a... let's see. Should we use that one or... Yeah, we'll get one of those.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, we're still in our last phases of remodeling the studio. So next week we should have 3 microphones, but now we're like still, you know, we're a small operation and we try to do a lot with very little. So, but again, thank you so much for coming. And you guys, I understand you have a record coming out, you mentioned?
Yeah, Tom's is coming out first. Tom's is coming out January 21st.
Yeah.
21st. And that's very exciting. It's been kind of in the works for a couple of years now. And then I have a solo record that'll be coming out in early March, I think March 3rd.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What label is putting it out?
I'm just putting it out myself.
Cool. Is that your own imprint or just pressing copies?
I'm just going to release it digitally and then I'll make some copies.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's very,
awesome.
It's very homemade.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. And also you produce Tom's new record, Grass Punks.
Grass Punks. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. This is on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, Grass Punks. Yeah, we recorded it in Sean's house, this old house, you know. There are a few of them here in this city, but the place where Sean was living before, anyway, I should mention, is I feel like it's been around since maybe 1902. So mm-hmm. It's all hardwood floors. There's like kind of like a haunt to it, you know.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, with organic materials such as wood, all of these memories are there. Memories have a tendency to stain wood. For instance, like guitars are the same way. Vintage guitars, for example, there's an impression in the fretboard. So Sean and I were talking about this before, how sometimes when you pick up an old guitar, it tends just to play itself.
Yes.
Because so many fingers have pressed into the fretboard that there's grooves in the fretboard. I mean, in a similar way, that's what I'm talking about when I refer to this place where we're recorded. It's just, it had been lived in for over 100 years.
Yes.
So I felt like, even though the two of us were the only ones recording, felt like there were more people there in a way. There
yes.
was kind of like this air going on. It was a lot of fun, and it was very easy. And what resulted was 11 songs.
Yes.
9 of which made... the record that is released here in the United States, and there's one additional song on the UK version.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for those that haven't heard them yet, well, you heard some of the songs. I recognize some of the songs you played today from the record. We posted the song Tammy, and which is wonderful, and so you can go check out on the Dublove MP3 blog and listen to that track there. What's the label that's putting out Grass Punk?
Right, in the United States, the label is called Cross Bill Records, and I believe it's just crossbillrecords.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And for the UK?
For the UK, Tin Angel Records.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Really, crazy.
Really great record label. Both of
yes.
them, great record labels. So
cool.
I'm happy to be on both of those labels. But
yes. And I understand you guys are playing live, right, at Largo coming up soon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the date? Is that January the 21st?
It's the day that the record drops, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the official release party or sort of a celebration of the release?
Both. Yep. And it's kind of an invite-only show. I think if people are listening and they're in the Los Angeles area, I do hope you come. Sean Watkins will be there, and Eleni Mandel, another really wonderful Los
yes.
Angeles songwriter.
Yes, I believe she's been here before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Had to have been.
Yes.
Yeah, and also Sarah Watkins will be there too.
Cool.
And it'll just be more or less like a celebration of I don't know, of, my the people I've worked with and the great music that they make as well. So I feel like with these album release parties, it's not so much about my music as it is about
Just everybody kind of getting together. Like, I think that music can be an excuse just to hang out, which is great.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. That's the wonderful thing about that. And Largo is a wonderful venue. I think it's ideal for, you know, for the type of performance. You know, it has a nice stage and it has that feel that I think will be good match, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know. Cool. Yeah. Are you on a tour soon, or are you going to be around touring?
Sean, what's your schedule? Are you going to be out on tour?
I'm not positive yet. I might be out doing some stuff in the spring, but I'm still kind of getting that together.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Sean and I did this tour of the Midwest. Did we hit some? Oh, we did like Midwest and in the Southeast, right? We went down
kind
to
of
Nashville.
The East Coast. We went over to the East Coast and up the Eastern Seaboard.
It was a lot of fun. We did this great tour just, you know, later last year. Mm-hmm. And so we might be doing a couple more shows aside from the show January 21st at Largo in Los Angeles. And maybe on the East Coast there will be one or two shows. But for the most part, we just kind of had this, you know, a certain period of time where our schedules were both free. And so that's sort of why we were able to tour together. But Sean's going to be busy doing his own thing. And and then I'll just be, you know, kind of going out on the road by myself.
Yes, yes.
Which is easy to do with this record because it's an acoustic record, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, it's really beautiful. So, well, thank you so much, and thank you, Sean. For those that want to check out their music, tombrousseau.com.
Maybe I'll spell that. Yes. My last name is Brousseau, Brousseau. My first name is Tom, T-O-M.
Yeah. And then for you, Sean?
Yeah, SeanWatkins.com is my website, and there's links to all kinds of stuff I'm doing.
Yes.
And if I may add a little plug for Sean. Yes. Sean does this thing with Sarah, his sister, called the Watkins Family Hour. And you guys have a podcast.
We do, yeah. We have a podcast.
Oh, wow.
And you can get it wherever you get podcasts, but it's up on iTunes. It's just called the Watkins Family Hour podcast. And there's about, I think, 11 of them up, and there'll be a new one pretty soon. And it's my sister and I, and we have a band, and we have a lot of special guests, and mostly musicians, but sometimes comedians, and it's a lot of fun. But we do it every month here in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Well, keep an eye for that, and I'll check it out. I'm sure to.
Cool.
I didn't know.
Please do.
It's great. Well, again, thanks so much, guys, for coming over. Sean Watkins, Tom Brousseau, live here on Dublab. Stay tuned.